In 43 they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two.
Jimmy Dean's music career spanned more than three decades, but his success in the recording studio was nearly overshadowed by his best-selling brand of sausage and other breakfast foods. Jimmy Ray Dean first learned to play accordion and harmonica while growing up in Plainview, Texas. After serving in the U.S. Air Force, he settled in Washington, D.C., where he hosted a local radio show called Town and Country Time with his band, the Texas Wildcats. During this time, Dean launched his singing career with Columbia Records and produced a string of minor hits in the 1950s. In 1961, he became an international sensation with the release of Big Bad John, a song he co-wrote with another country legend, Roy Acuff.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Dean's tale of a heroic miner nicknamed Big Bad John shot to number one on both the country and pop charts and won the Grammy Award for Best Country and Western Recording. Dean followed with his own nationally televised variety show, which ran for three seasons. Soon, he was headlining at Carnegie Hall and the Hollywood Bowl. Dean has the distinction of being the first ever guest host on The Tonight Show, and he was the first country star to play in the Las Vegas tourist district known as The Strip. In 1969, Dean founded the Jimmy Dean Meat Company in his hometown of Plainview, Texas. Millions will always remember him as the charming and mild-mannered spokesman of his own television commercials for Jimmy Dean pork sausages. When Dean sold his company in 1984, he continued to build on his acting career that earlier included a supporting role in the 1971 motion picture Diamonds Are Forever, part of the James Bond action series. One of Dean's starring roles came in the 1990 film Big Bad John, based on his Grammy-winning single. Dean was elected into the Country Music Hall of Fame earlier this year and was scheduled to be inducted in October. Country singer Jimmy Dean, dead of natural causes at 81. I'm Doug Levine.
Stand beside me.